In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Lord Christ today, in his discussion with the Pharisees and how they accused him that he cast out demons by the chief demon, he said at the conclusion of his talking with them that every idle word may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Every idle word means we have to be very careful with what we say, because nothing goes before God, and God does not give attention to every word that we say. Among the idle words that we say is when we judge others. And misjudging others actually is among those very common slip of the tongue, where we fall into this, all of us, very oftenly. We make judgment and we pass judgment on others, and sometimes we communicate this among one another, and all of these will be counted against us as idle words. But why we do this? Going into the reason behind how sometimes we misjudge things and others and make wrong decisions. We misjudge things and others when we judge according to the appearance. This is what the Lord also said in the Gospel of St. John, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. We judge people sometimes on how they look or how they present themselves to us. And we judge even situations by just looking at it without giving ourselves the time to think about it. In the Old Testament, we find that when Samuel the prophet went to ordain a king from the children of Jesse, Jesse brought for him his older son, the oldest one, Abinadab. Samuel looked at him, he looked at his appearance, how this boy was, in a way, looked very impressive in how he presented himself. And Samuel in his heart said, certainly this is the man whom God had chosen to make him king. God immediately corrected him, and he told him, do not look to his eyes or how he look before you, because God look inside to the heart, not to the appearance of men. In the same also theme of judging according to appearance, Simon the Pharisee, when he invited the Lord Christ to dinner with him, the Lord, he entered his house, and then the sinful woman that was known in the city came, and she started to weave and kiss his feet. Simon immediately said, if this man was a prophet, he wouldn't allow this sinful woman to touch him. He judged immediately according to what he saw, the appearance. The Lord knew how the man thought, and he started correcting him, saying to him that, and started to speak about how this woman, she washed his feet with her tears, and how she came with a heart full of love and repentance. It is this judgment according to appearance that make us to make sometimes wrong assumptions, and we make decisions and we speak about others just because we saw something and we are not very much aware of what was going on. Things might not be as they look. We have to be very careful when we are judging, that not to judge according to appearance, but to judge with righteous judgment. We misjudge others also when we judge hastily. This is also what St. Paul is warning the people of Corinth, saying, therefore, judge nothing before the time. Time reveals the truth about many, many things. This is the same recommendation we say to any boy or a girl who are intended to go into a relationship seeking to marry. We say to the boy and to the girl, take your time, because time will reveal the nature of things, will reveal to you whom you are dealing with. Judgment before time make us to pass judgment very hastily. Sometimes we see something maybe at the church or outside, and immediately we say that this is wrong because of so and so and so. But maybe if we know the truth, if we allow ourselves the time, we will make a totally different judgment. St. Paul, in one of his trips, his ship was wrecked and he fell on the island Malta. the inhabitants of this island, they hosted them, and then St. Paul, trying to warm himself, then he made a fire and he started to put his hand over. From the wood that was burning came a snake, and he caught the hand of St. Paul. The people, the inhabitants of the island, looking at the snake in the hand of St. Paul, immediately they passed a judgment that this is an evil man. And because of his evil doing, God did not allow him to live even after the ship was wrecked and he was saved. Instantly, they judged the man that he's an evil person, just by seeing the incident. St. Paul, he threw the snake away and nothing happened to him. Also, immediately, those same people who judged him being an evil person, they changed it and said, he is God. Not only he's just a good person, no, they moved him from being evil into being God himself. Those people are like all of us sometimes. We pass judgment that this is evil, and then suddenly this man is a saint, or he's a saint and he becomes evil, without allowing ourselves the time to think about it, to analyze the facts, to come to a conclusion. Just this is the trend, that immediately we have an impression, and sometimes the impression becomes that final judgment. This is how it is, and then I will move, and I will go with my life with this. Sometimes even we judge God before the time. We look at him and say, God, how you allow the wicked to survive and prosper? Where is your justice? And sometimes we end up into a very bitter conclusion that God is not just a judge. He just allows things to go randomly. If God exists and he cares, why he allows things to be turned like this upside down? The wicked prosper and the righteous are oppressed. It is again one of this haste judgment. Allow time and you will see how the justice of God will come in due time. We misjudge others also when we judge with partiality. This is what St. James said. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Judging with partiality means I will judge things differently according to whom I am judging. I can accept the mistake of this person because I love him, but when the same mistake happened from another person, maybe I will have a different judgment. We all have our own biases, one way or another. No one of us can free himself totally when we are making judgment from the bias of the feeling. But as much as we can, we have to be careful with this. And we have to examine our intentions and our hearts and our feelings. Am I passing a judgment based on a perception or feeling? Am I showing partiality towards those people by judging them this way? And then when I am harsh on others, it is because of how I feel, not because of what they deserve. Something also we have to be careful with, judging with partiality. Even we do this with our children sometimes. Sometimes people, they treat children differently based on their perception and their feelings towards them. I accept the mistake of the youngest one, but when the oldest one do the same issue, I'm very harsh, and I'm saying that you are the oldest, you cannot make this mistake, and so on and so. And the children will feel like, what's going on? I'm doing the same thing, but I'm treated differently because we are judging with partiality. Judging between the poor and the rich. Are we taken into this, that we judge according to how much this person has, and then I will treat him differently based on how much he has in terms of positions and money? Another kind of misjudging others based on partiality. We misjudge others also when we judge while confused with our own weaknesses. We see the people not as whom they are truly, but as how we perceive them with our own eyes. We see everyone not as whom he is, but how we perceive him is based on whom we are. This is what St. Paul meant when he said to his disciple Titus, to the pure all things are pure, But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. If I have the pure eye, I will judge everything according to this purity. I will perceive things as good. I will see what is good about others. If my conscience and my heart is defiled by impurity, then everything is impure. Everything is wicked. A person, a boy, who spent all of his life going into an unlawful relationships will find difficulty when he comes to marry, simply because he will think of every girl as being impure. His perception about girls, because this is whom he has encountered with all the time, as they are all the same. This is here he is judging based on what? Judging based on his defiled heart, not all the truth of things. The Pharisees, because of their wickedness, they judged the Lord as being able to cast out demons by the power of demons. Why they judged him so? Simply because they didn't like him. They felt insecure with him. And that's why they judged him based on their weakness. This is a very common thing, that sometimes we label people and we say, those are so and so. It is because of our impure thoughts and mind. Unfortunately, this is something we need to go in to correct before we think that others should be corrected. We will always be in trouble with others as much as we think of them as they are the reason of our trouble. They are the cause of us suffering. Maybe actually I need to look inside, and then by then, when I correct and clear things from inside, I will see everyone as pure. At least I will acknowledge what is good about them. There is no single man whom we can say he is full of evil. The only one who is evil is Satan. Even us, when we do mistakes, when we fall into sin, we are still have in the back the image of God. We still have something good in us. We should not be passing judgment on others based on how we perceive them. We will never be able to make friends or sustain a friendship if we go with our weakness and judge things this way. The Pharisees are like us, or we like them. Sometimes we misjudge others, and we pass a judgment, and we communicate it to others, and gossip becomes slander, and from a sin to another sin, we do not know or we do not think that every idle word will bring us into judgment. We need today to remind ourselves, every one of us, me and you, that we should be very careful when it comes to judging others. We misjudge others when we judge according to appearance, when we judge hastily, when we judge with partiality, and when judging while confused with our weaknesses. Glory be to God forever and ever.